brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who do you want to remember you when you die? Your family, your friends, your co-workers, others. And while you're thinking about that, for what do you want to be remembered? A particular thing that you did in your life, being a good mother or father, sister or brother, child, friend, as a leader in your occupational field. It seems that people have this desire when they pass away. A couple fairly familiar bands have songs on the topic. And while we're on the topic of music, you may have noticed that our opening hymn reminded you of Lent. Were you there? That's the power that music has sometimes. It has the power to evoke and remind us of certain times and memories and places and things. And so were you there kind of evoked the memory of Christ on the cross, which is appropriate for our gospel text this morning. But again, a couple of bands have songs that kind of ask the question, will people remember me when I die? The 1980s band Simple Minds may best be known for their hit, Don't You Forget About Me. In a somewhat more recent example, the band Linkin Park has a B-track on their album Minutes to Midnight called Leave Out All the Rest. Both of these songs express the desire for someone left behind to remember them. In the Simple Minds song, it is familiar for being from the movie The Breakfast Club, in which several high school students spend some time together, and then the song is played asking that the other high schoolers not forget the times that they had with one another. They ask, when you're walking down the hallway, will you remember this time that we spent together, or will you just ignore me? And with the Linkin Park song, the track asks what the singer will be leaving behind when he passes away. And he requests that the listener only remember the good things and leave out all the rest. It is most certainly appropriate to remember the good times had with a loved one who has passed away once they are asleep. Even at the visitation or at the fellowship meal following the committal, we can remember the blessings which the Lord provided through their earthly time here with us. And we can remember those memories that we treasure. Yet should our family or friends or co-workers be the first and primary one that we want to remember us when we pass away? It seems that our gospel text has a different choice for us. So we'll turn to explore the reading from Jesus' last moments to a criminal's last moments here on earth. As we begin looking at the text from Luke, we keep in mind that throughout his earthly life, Jesus always kept in mind what he was doing and for whom he was doing it. Even as he approached the place called the skull, there were women following behind him who were mourning and lamenting for the death he was about to die. And turning around, it almost seems as though he was acknowledging that they were weeping for him. But then he responds that they should lament for themselves and for their children. He said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.'" Jesus does not ask for anyone to remember him at this time. Instead, he laments those who are following him. He laments and has pity on those who he knows will have difficulty with the destruction of Jerusalem in the years to come. He shows pity for them and acknowledges that they will have suffering. And so he puts others before himself, even when it's going to his own death. How easy would that be for you to do? Would you be able to think of others if you knew that you were about to die? And especially if you knew that you were about to die, not falling asleep and not waking up, but a death of great suffering. What about in general? Do you more often think only of yourself? What you want, what you need, how things are going for you? Now, at the end of the church year, we look to the future. We look to the end of our lives. Are we ready? Are you ready for Jesus to return? Are you able to say with Paul that you have fought the good fight of faith? You and I are sinners who far too frequently only consider what it is that we want or we need. Yet for the sake of Christ Jesus and his death, he was about to die, and his resurrection, our Heavenly Father does not remember our sins, mine or yours. But instead, he continues to give us his Holy Spirit that we might live forever with him. Even Paul was not able to write that he had fought the good fight on his own, but only because he knew that God had shown him mercy throughout his life and through Jesus. From the love of the Father given to me and to you, we learn to love our neighbors, and most certainly those brothers and sisters in the faith. After Jesus replied to the women mourning for him, he and two criminals were hung on crosses, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And the people stood by watching. But the ruler scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." Though some of those gathered around did not believe that Jesus was truly the King of the Jews, the inscription had still been hung. Whether it was an act of faith on the part of Pontius Pilate or just stubbornness to change it once it had been put up, we may never know. But it was there for all to see. Nevertheless, many of those gathered around slandered Jesus even as he hung to death. The motivations of those agreeing with his death were many and varied. But most likely, they did not care whether Jesus would remember them or not. But Jesus did remember them. He prayed for them, even as he hung there dying. He prayed for every one of them, both the ones cursing him and the ones mourning him, as he prayed to his Father on their behalf. He would remember them, whether they remembered him or not. A few weeks ago, we heard from heard about the martyr Stephen, who, like Jesus, as he was being put to death, prayed on the behalf of those killing him. Some of his last thoughts were for those who were killing him. If today were your last day, would you be able to do the same? Would you be able to pray that those killing you would turn and find forgiveness in Christ? In our Lord Jesus, we find the strength of faith to do just that. Jesus' prayer was not only for the forgiveness of those gathered around his cross, but for all people of all time, including you and me. So what can man do to us? Nothing in all of the universe can separate us from the love of God that we find in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. No man and no thing can separate us. Can even death take away your salvation in Jesus? If your salvation rests in him, then no. No one and no thing can take away the eternal life you have coming to you, because it's not up to you or your works. You have grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." In the midst of everything else going on at this scene, a criminal finds salvation in Christ Jesus, an assurance of everlasting life. Despite only having a few hours left in his life, this man confesses his sin and begs Jesus to remember him. And Jesus says that he will. this side of death, there's always a chance for repentance, even in one's closing hours. But while Jesus came the first time riding that donkey for our salvation, for our forgiveness on the cross of Calvary, when he returns, it will be to judge. When that day comes, or when the day to die has come, it is too late. You will have either believed the gospel, or you will have refused to hear and believe the gospel. As we celebrate the closing of another year in Christ here at Augsburg Emmanuel, we also recognize that our time is drawing to a close. Whether we die or Jesus returns, our time left is limited. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have been called to faith in Jesus Christ through his word and through the sacraments. Today, we believe and trust that God has sent us his Holy Spirit to keep each of us, me and you, in the one true faith unto life everlasting. At that time, it will not be about who has the most wealth or who has done the most good works. Like the criminal of ourselves, we can only confess that we have sinned and done wrong in the eyes of the Lord, and we rightly deserve punishment. But also, like that criminal, we can wholly lean on Jesus and his promises for grace and for salvation, knowing that as we are kept in the faith, we will hear the same word from Jesus: today, you will be with me in paradise. In Jesus' name, amen.